terror in Orlando. The deadliest shooting in U.S. history.
The shooting occurred before dawn at a gay nightclub called Pulse.
My son was in there with his boyfriend and two others.
Right now, at least 20 are dead.
50 people shot and killed.
So much heartbreak and anguish.
Many mothers, fathers, boyfriends, girlfriends.
Of these innocent, beautiful people.
Every single one of them that was died or was injured was innocent.
49 innocent people.
Of these wonderful people.
Honor the innocent victims.
The brutal murder.
So much carnage.
Horrific terror attack.
Senseless acts of tragedy.
Crime against humanity.
We stand in solidarity.
Stand together in solidarity.
In solidarity.
Stand in solidarity.
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 And stand in solidarity.
In solidarity.
Show that solidarity.
Show solidarity with the Orlando victims.
No matter how many times we endure attacks like this, the horror never fades.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today is the 6th month, the 24th day, and it's the year 2016. And it's a feast day of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, our patron saint. And so we're having a special lecture here today, as it's appropriate for some events that have been going on recently, as will be evident when I give you the title of this lecture. The title of the lecture is, God Had Homos Killed in Orlando. Notorious homosexuals were killed and 53 were wounded in the Pulse nightclub, a homo nightclub in Orlando, Florida, on the 6th month in the 12th day, year 2016. We'll go to the clip.
Terror in Orlando. This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, reporting tonight from Orlando.
Good evening. Our collective sense of security was shattered again today by terror, this time inside an Orlando nightclub. 50 people are dead, so many that authorities are resorting to posting their names on a website, a site still overwhelmed tonight as people try to account for friends and loved ones. The shooting massacre inside the Pulse nightclub, popular in Orlando's gay community, ranks as the single deadliest shooting attack in American history. More than 50 others were wounded. NBC News has learned the killer, a 29-year-old man named Omar Mateen, and had previously been investigated by the FBI and pledged his allegiance to the leader of ISIS just before launching his attack. Some victims were cut down where they stood or as they ran, as others hid or escaped through a courtyard, and still others awaited what would be a dramatic rescue by SWAT teams, which killed the attacker in a harrowing gun battle. President Obama this afternoon calling it both an act of terror and an act of hate.
Doubt it not, the Catholic God justly killed those homos by the hands of an evildoer. You had evildoers punishing evildoers. And in this case, these homosexuals, these notorious homosexuals who are not ashamed of what their sinful condition is, who come right out in public and do these things, are worthy of death. And God was merciful, though. You say, how was he merciful? He could have killed them all. I think there were 300 homos in that nightclub, right? God could have killed them all. This is the same God that killed every homosexual in Sodom and Gomorrah. Every one. He didn't even spare one. We're going to read from Genesis 19:24. And the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And we read Jesus saying in Luke 17:28-29 in relation to that. And the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all, every one of them. It's the same God. This is an abominable sin in the eyes of God, and God was the one who inspired this guy, even though he's a Muslim. The Catholic God inspired him to go in there and do this. We're now going to go to a clip on the destruction of Sodom, the movie Abraham.
We can take them all!
Alive!
and do not look back.
Do not stop. Flee to the hills.
Hurry. Remember, do not look back or you will be consumed.
Quickly. Quickly!
This is the same God who sends unrepentant homos to hell to burn for all eternity. We read, St. Paul says, in 1 Corinthians 6, 9-10, and we're going to read from Apocalypse 21-8 in a row. Know you not that the unjust shall not possess the kingdom of God? Do not err, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate sodomites, nor liars with mankind shall possess the kingdom of God. They shall have their portion in the pool, burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Every homo that died in that nightclub is down there burning right now. And every homo who's going to die in the future as a homo is going to go there and burn forever. So how's that for an ultimate massacre in which God sends all, most people end up going to hell anyway. But homosexuality is one of the grossest sins against nature. It's one of the worst. And so we're talking about here with these notorious public homosexuals. They get what they deserve. Now, they were complaining too because they said it took a long time for the cops to get there. Not to get there, I think, to get into the building. That they were taking a little too long, almost blaming the cops that they were allowing more homos to get killed because they didn't go in quick enough. But basically, if these cops had just a little bit of goodwill, I would have took a long time to show up. I would have driven around a block a half hour, let the guy wipe all 300 out, and then show up after they're all dead. But they're not like that. Everybody's effeminate. Most people in this country today, I'd say at least 60% of them, are either homosexuals, or 70 even maybe, or homosexual supporters. And when you support a homosexual, and you favor a homosexual, and you promote homosexuals, even though you're not one, you're a homosexual. You share equally in the guilt of the sin that you do not condemn, and the sinner whom you do not denounce. Now, after this incident, 2 weeks of homos were shoved in our face on TV, you know, and we had to watch the news reports one after another where they're interviewing these homos, turning them into victims. This was sort of like their Holocaust. You know, like the Jews had their Holocaust, their phony baloney Holocaust, which never really happened. This is their Holocaust to turn these homos into martyrs. This whole week, it was so bad that I had to turn, I couldn't even watch the news for a couple days in a row. Because I just watched a little bit and said, okay, I'm not going to look at this. They're glorifying homos. But we're going to go to the clips and show you just how bad it is. The first clip we're going to go to, you're going to see Scott Pelley. I think he's from CBS, on the night news, and he's interviewing this one homo, and it's so sickening. When I was looking at this, I said, if he gets any closer to the guy and Googles at him with his eyes anymore, I think he's just start kissing the guy and mugging it up with them. Lord only knows what happened when the cameras are off. Would he hug him or whatever he did? When you look at it, you can just see how he's glorifying this little fag bird that you're going to look at right now. Go to the clip.
You were out on Saturday night with your friend Eddie Justice, and you decided to go to Pulse.
Yeah. It was Latino night, and it was my best friend's Eddie, you know, that was his night to go out because he was like, hey, let's go to Latino night, you know, let's have fun, let's have some drinks. You know, it was three of us, and we all were the three amigos. It was like either SWV or Destiny's Child is what you can almost call it. This was hate on people.
It was a crime against humanity.
Yeah.
Demetrius, thank you.
Thank you.
It's important, really important, that the country hears these stories. But we can't tell these stories unless folks like you tell them for us. And you you're just so eloquent about this being a crime against humanity. I'm going to be sure that everybody hears that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If he got any closer to the guy, we would kiss him and start mugging it up with him. Hugging him and mugging it up and doing a homo thing on TV. Scott Pelley, he's not a homo. I think he's a homo anyway, right? I don't have absolute proof, but I tell you one thing. If he's not a homo, he's effeminate, and he supports homos. That's disgusting what you're looking at there. Crime against humanity? Homosexuality is a crime against humanity. Homosexuality is a crime against the natural law. It's a crime against the family. It's a crime against Almighty God. Well, look at these people who they idolize. Human beings they idolize. Let's go to some more of the slobber.
It's really sad. It's hurtful. Like, I don't know. There just shouldn't be that type of hate in the world.
Sean, thank you so much. I appreciate you. That was difficult, but people need to know what happened, and I'm so grateful. We can't tell the story unless you tell it for us. So
thank you very much. Thank you.
There are more than a list of names. There are people who loved and were loved. There are people who had families and friends and dreams.
In fact, just moments before we talked to Andy in New York City, he was among the thousands who took part in a vigil as stars from coast to coast honored the innocent victims in Florida.
JetBlue is giving free seats to the immediate family of those killed or injured. On a Facebook post gone viral, a flight attendant shares the story of Luis Ocasio Capo, who died Sunday. His grandmother was flying to Orlando for the funeral, and everyone on board wrote her a message. The flight attendant writes, as they deplaned, every single person stopped to offer her their condolences. Some just said they were sorry. Some touched her hand. Some hugged her. Some cried with her.
Yeah, amidst all the pain and suffering here in Orlando, we have seen some signs of hopefulness and love.
A single act of evil far outnumbered by countless acts of good. Joe Fryer, NBC News, Orlando.
Single act of evil? That was evil? No, what you homos do is evil. You do it every day, probably several times a day, with several different people, and now you're doing it in public and shoving it in all our faces. I call that evil. These people got everything upside down. They're all a bunch of freaks. It's like a circus show. Now, we're going to go to the next guy. This is a winner. This guy won the Tony Award, and he's in that play on Broadway called Alexander Hamilton. This guy, when you look at him, the guy's name is Lin-Manuel Miranda. Now, before we go to the clip, he talks about his wife in the audience. When you listen to the guy, he may have a wife, but I tell you, he certainly sounds like a homo. So he's like a bisexual. He goes two ways. That's what it looks like to me. Now, even if he doesn't go two ways, but it looks like 99% sure when you listen to him, you're going to hear him in a second. He's definitely effeminate, and he's supporting the homos, and he's slobbering all out over them, and he's pouring his guts out on the homos. This is when he received the Tony, which was the next day, right after, I think, when the Orlando massacre of these homos took place. So we're going to go to a clip and you listen to this little faggy-sounding guy who I believe is a fag, too.
My wife's the reason anything gets done. She nudges me towards promise by degrees. She is a perfect symphony of one. Our son is her most beautiful reprise.
Lin-Manuel Miranda wins Best Original Score for Hamilton at the Tony Awards Sunday night and gives an emotional acceptance speech. He wrote a sonnet honoring his wife and paid tribute to the victims of the mass shooting in Orlando that happened hours earlier.
When senseless acts of tragedy remind us that nothing here is promised, not one day. The show is proof that history remembers. We live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer.
The star then got emotional, appearing to tear up with these passionate words.
And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside. I sing Vanessa's symphony, Eliza tells her story. Now fill the world with music, love, and pride. Thank you so much for this.
I ask you a question. What does this effeminate man, who's probably a homo too when you look at him, bisexual probably, but definitely effeminate, what does he love so much? What does he love so much? It's certainly not the true God. You know what he loves? He loves sin. He loves disobedience and rebellion to the true God. He loves disgusting behavior. He loves the devil. He loves Satan. He doesn't love God. You know what he loves about God? He loves to hate God. He loves to hate the true God. And you know how we know he doesn't love the true God? What did Jesus Christ say as proof that you love God? That you obey all of his commandments. That's how you know if you love God. We read about this in John 14, 15, 23, 24. Jesus answered and said to him, "If you love me, keep my commandments. If anyone love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him, and we will set up our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my words, and the word which you have heard is not mine, but the Father who sent me." And what is God's commandment about homosexuality? We read in Leviticus 18:22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind, because it is an abomination." So this man doesn't love the God who created him, gave him breath and life, gave him all these, gave him the ability to live and have a chance to be saved. The God who created him, he does not love. What is he doing also? He's idolizing human beings. "Just because you're a human being, I love you." They put human beings over God. What did Jesus say is the two main commandments, right? He talks about this in Matthew 27, 37 to 39. "Thou shalt love the..." This is the first and most important commandment. "That thou shalt love the Lord thy God with thy whole heart, with thy whole soul, and thy whole mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And the second is like to this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Second, you love the human. First, you love God. This guy, not only did he put humans above God, he completely denies God. God's not even in the equation. His God is a small g God, Satan, the God that supports homosexuality. He has no room for God. They idolize human beings, slobbering all over human beings, and don't give one care about God's commandments, and don't realize that God gave his commandments so you can have order and peace and holiness on earth. These people, their whole behavior is so disgusting, it's so against the natural law. If you can't see it when it comes to the homo thing, you're as blind and as bad as an evil as anybody can get, these notorious homos. Now, it gets even worse, because now everyone's up against it. All the politicians and the prominent people that have cushy jobs, cushy positions on TV, anywhere, companies, if they don't come out and slobber all over these homos, they're going to lose their jobs, they're not going to get elected, they're going to get kicked out of office. So what did we see? Of course, now, the Democrats, we expect them to slobber over the homos because they're right out in the open. But it gets worse even. First, we're going to show you a clip for the Democrats. But even the Republicans, they dived into this slobbering all over the homos. Let's go to the clip first on the Democrats and see how they slobbered all over the homos, which everyone expected.
This is an especially heartbreaking day for all of our friends, our fellow Americans who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. The shooter targeted a nightclub where people came together to be with friends, to dance and to sing and to live. The place where they were attacked is more than a nightclub. It is a place of solidarity and empowerment where people have come together to raise awareness, to speak their minds, and to advocate for their civil rights.
What the world needs now is love.
A madman filled with hate, with guns in his hands, and just a horrible sense of vengeance and vindictiveness in his heart. Apparently consumed by rage against LGBT Americans, and by extension, the openness and diversity that defines our American way of life.
Tonight, I gather humbly with you as a human being.
Oh, she's a human being. I thought you were an alien from Mars. Wonderful revelation. More of humanism, right? Idolization of human beings. Go on.
In peace. In sincerity. In commitment. In solidarity. To take a real moment and mourn the tragic loss of these innocent, beautiful people.
I consider this a hate crime, then a terrorist act, then...
And certainly what was happened in Orlando was pure evil, which ripped 49 lives from each and every one of us. a life we all recognize by a man who disapproved of life in America, a life where people are free to be who they are, gay, lesbian, straight, practice their religion as they see fit. This is really what makes America great.
This hits us all. These are our brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm.
Love is more powerful than hate. I believe that. I really do. That energy is better and bigger and brighter.
These pigs are teaching us. These filthy, dirty, reprobated pigs. I guarantee you, if Attila the Hun was around here, we'd kill these bastards. I'm a natural law. I say it a million times. I'd rather live under the pagan Attila the Hun than the crap we're living under today. We're not living in the final days when people can pipe this stuff out. Now, you expected this from these Democrat, extreme lefty liberals. But guess what? The Republicans are sliding to the left just along with these lefty liberals. They're just a little bit to the right of the lefty liberals, but not much. They're lefties, too. Everybody's lefties. They really proved it with this event. Now, with Donald Trump, you kind of expected it. You weren't sure what was going to happen there because, you know, he was a Democrat. In the past, he praised homos. Now he's supposed to be different. He came out and he says, I don't support homo marriages. Now, he's still saying that because he doesn't want to go back on his thing. But he still, here he is, came out and showed his true colors, what he thinks about the homos. And he starts slobbering all over the homos, how much he loves them, how much he supports them, how much they have a right what they do and have loving relationships. And he starts slobbering all over them. And then he said, okay, now we know this guy's, you know, with Trump, you might have expected it. You weren't sure, but you knew he had it. But it gets worse. It's not just Trump. Then comes out Cruz, your so-called conservative Christian. Your conservative so-called Christians, we know they're not true Christians, but who come out and they'll tell you that homosexuality is evil or they go against the marriages. They were slobbering all over the homos. They're all getting up in line now and praising these homos and saying, what a horrible thing this is, and turning these homos into victims, one after another. Let's go to the clip.
The horror is beyond description. The families of these wonderful people are totally devastated, and they will be forever. Likewise, our whole nation, and indeed, the whole world is devastated.
Not me!
We express our deepest sympathies to the victims, the wounded, and their families. We mourn as one people for our nation's loss and pledge our support to any and all who need it. I would like to ask now that we all observe a moment of silence for the victims of this attack. Our nation stands together in solidarity with the members of Orlando's LGBT community. This is a very dark moment in America's history. A radical Islamic terrorist targeted the nightclub, not only because he wanted to kill Americans, but in order to execute gay and lesbian citizens because of their sexual orientation. It's a strike at the heart and soul of who we are as a nation. It's an assault on the ability of free people to live their lives, love who they want, and express their identity.
Today is not the day.
Tell me about your visit with the families and how emotional that was.
Should people
well,
in the terrorist
the president largely did that, and we've just met with the first responders as part of our right here. We've talked to a few families on the phone,
Mr. Rubio, can we pray with you? Can we pray with you, please?
What's next?
Can we pray with you?
I hope so.
Mr. Rubio, can I pray with you, please? Can I pray with you?
Senator,
I just want to pray with you.
The senator asking, answering some questions, but then also being asked by someone to pray with him. And right now we're witnessing that moment where they prayed together on the site of the memorial that has grown in downtown Orlando. Monday night I was there. Thousands of people came out for the vigil where they heard from community leaders, elected leaders, the president of the HRC, and GLAAD was there.
Our nation is at war. 5 days ago we saw a horrific terror attack in Orlando, Florida. All of us, our hearts go out to those who were murdered, to the families of those who were victims and who are grieving. We stand in solidarity. We lift them up in prayer at this horrific act of terrorism.
But I do know what it feels like to be scared. And I do know what it feels like to be sad. And I do know what it feels like to be rejected.
And I do know what it feels like to be a homo. Another homo. Go ahead.
And more importantly, I know what it feels like to be loved. I grew up in a small town. I went to a small rural high school. There were some kids in my class that were different than me, and sometimes I wasn't kind to them. I didn't know it at the time, but I know now that they were gay. I regret not treating them with the kindness, dignity, and respect, the love that they deserved. For that, I sincerely and humbly apologize.
The Vatican released a statement in response to the mass shooting at the LGBT nightclub Pulse in Orlando, Florida. After hearing the news of 50 people dead and 53 critically injured, the Vatican says Pope Francis is expressing the deepest feelings of horror and condemnation. A spokesperson from the Vatican said that the Pope condemns the homicidal folly and senseless hatred. The spokesperson added that Pope Francis joins the family and loved ones of those injured and killed in prayers and compassion.
We should have put the Vatican, Francis I, with the Democrats. Because he's an extreme lefty liberal. He's worse than even the Republicans. But they're all falling to his boat right now. They're all slobbering all over the homos. This is supposed to be the man of God, and he's slobbering over these homos as if victims, and they're breaking God's commandments and doing it notoriously in public and leading young children and other people to imitate their behavior to go into the road of perdition. He's a man of God. He's a bum. And even today, on 6/26/16, apostate anti-Pope Francis came out on his flight home from Armenia and agreed with a reporter that the Catholic Church, or then he says Christians, should apologize to gays. Here is the clip.
Io credo che la Chiesa non solo deve chiedere scusa, come ha detto quel cardinale marxista, non solo deve chiedere scusa a questa persona che è gay, che ha offeso, ma deve chiedere scusa ai poveri anche, alle donne sfruttate, ai bambini sfruttati del lavoro. Deve chiedere scusa di aver benedetto tante armi. La Chiesa deve chiedere scusa di non aversi comportato tante volte, quando dico la Chiesa, diciamo i cristiani.
Since when do Christians have to apologize to homosexuals for being homos or for even killing them, which is God's law? And since when do they have to apologize to the poor or exploited women as if Christians, true Christians, exploit women? They don't exploit women. What he's doing is exalting women above their due. He's placing them above men. He's placing women above men, and they don't have to be subject to men. That's what he's doing. True Christians keep women in their proper place and their proper honor. And since when do Christians exploit the labor of people or need to ask forgiveness for blessing weapons? Forgiveness for what's wrong with blessing weapons? You'd rather have unblessed weapons than blessed weapons? What he's getting at is he's against all just wars and capital punishment. His agenda that you just heard him say here is an extreme lefty liberal agenda. It's got nothing to do with Christianity whatsoever. If he's so much against weapons, why does he get rid of his Swiss Guard and all the policemen that are in the Vatican City and tell them take their guns away from them at least and have them guard the Vatican with some pom-poms or some little mushy little marshmallows or something, all right? Take their weapons away. If you don't like weapons so much, everything this guy says betrays him as a conscious infiltrator, not even as a nominal Catholic. I believe this man is an absolute infiltrator who hates true Christianity. He's the man of Satan. He's a false prophet. You expected it though from these guys, I'm telling you. But some of these Republicans, you don't expect it. Like even some of these conservative so-called Protestants are not coming out and they're just slobbering over the homos. They're breaking down. Look, I'll give you an example here of Mike Huckabee, what he said. I just got this from one of his tweets. I think he's got, what is that, Tweety Bird? They got a thing. What is it called, Tweety Bird? Oh, Twitter. Anyway, it's the tweet, and he tweeted out, this is Mike Huckabee, the so-called conservative Republican Protestant. Please join Janet and me in praying for the victims of the Orlando attack and their families. He's praying for their victims. He's supposed to be reading the Bible and believes the Bible. The Bible says homos go to hell. I just read it to you. Anybody who's a homo, when he dies, he goes to hell and burns with fire and brimstone. He's praying for the victims. They're damned. You're praying for damned people who the Bible explicitly tells you anybody who commits this crime goes to hell and burns for all eternity. What kind of a man is this? And he's your conservative wing guy. Jesse Jackson even came out. He doesn't only support black radicals and racists and criminals. He supports homos. Look at him. He tweeted on 6/14, "We must love and support our LGBT family." Family. Probably someone in his family is a homo, too. And most people today, it's either there's someone in your family or close to you that's a homo, and they fall into this thing and they start supporting the homos. This is Jesse Jackson. He says, "Love one another. Stop the violence. More love, less hate. Pray for Orlando." He also wrote an article in the Chicago Sun-Times on 6/13 titled, "After Orlando, Drive Out the Hate and Light it with Light and Love." He wants you to love sin. That's what he wants you. He wants you to love homosexuality. He doesn't want you to whore these people. He's turning them into saints and martyrs and holy people. Completely opposite of what the word has got. He's supposed to be a preacher too, isn't he? Jesse Jackson or something, right? All right. Well, let's see. Who got involved in this too? Franklin Graham, son of the notorious Billy Graham. He came out and supported the homos in Orlando. Here's what he goes. He sounds like Huckabee. I did the old copy, old quote. "My prayers are with the victims." He's praying for the victims too, right? "And family members who lost loved ones at the senseless shooting at a gay nightclub in Orlando." Senseless shooting. Their behaviors. But their behavior's not senseless. If anybody ever saw what goes on in those clubs and what these people do, that's, you call that sense? You want to call that senseless? That's beyond senseless. That's disgusting. And here's what he says. Franklin Graham. "God bless all of the people who lined up today in Orlando today to give blood for the shooting victims." You know, they even have a thing where homos aren't allowed to give blood unless you're not doing a homo thing for about 2 years because of their AIDS. They lifted that ban so the homos can give blood to their homo buddies. So they're injecting them with AIDS now. They're taking, it's like rolling the dice, you know. I'll take a chance and get AIDS. Here's, take my blood. What a crazy world we live in. Here's what he also said. "We've dispatched a rapid response chaplains to Orlando, and some are now on the site to meet with families, victims, and want prayers and support." Rapid support. Go down there and support these bastards. Slobber all over them. Don't condemn them. Don't denounce them. Don't tell them they're on the road to hell. Don't tell them this is an offense against God. Don't tell them that the true God is the one who ordained this. Now, listen. Now, it wasn't just the United States. All the world leaders put their 2 cents in. And they're slobbering all over the homos now. All the world leaders. Let's go to the clip.
As the events in Florida unfolded on Sunday, much of the world watched in horror as the U.S. experienced the deadliest terror attack on American soil since 9/11. Now, because the Orlando attack specifically targeted a gay nightclub, in many cities around the world on Monday, there was clear expression of solidarity with the LGBT community.
In Australia, Sydney's famous Opera House and Harbour Bridge were lit up in rainbow colours. Local residents gathered for a vigil and spelled out the word Orlando in candles. In Bangkok, Thai LGBT activists gathered outside of the U.S. Embassy to hold their vigil. The U.S. ambassador joined them and lit a candle. At a vigil in Seoul, South Korea, many found it too difficult to hold back their emotions. While this was the scene in Hong Kong. A silence that spread across the globe to the Euro 2016 football tournament in Paris. And down the street, the Eiffel Tower, lit in rainbow colors.
It's America that has been hit, but it is freedom that has been targeted. Freedom to choose one's sexual preference. Freedom to choose one's way of living. France will continue with even more strength. Its fight for equality. Dignity of women and men who fight everywhere in the world for these values.
They gathered in Moscow, in Warsaw, in London, and Berlin. Around the world, leaders condemn the attack.
China opposes any form of violent and terrorist actions. We express our deep condolences over the death of the victims, and our sympathy goes out to the wounded and their families.
Although such murderous attacks leave us in deep mourning, we have to move forward with determination to continue to live in an open and tolerant way.
In Tel Aviv, where last week 4 people were shot and killed at a restaurant, the facade of City Hall changed colors to reflect the U.S., Israeli, and rainbow flags.
Terror threatens the entire world. The enlightened countries must unite, and moreover, in order to fight against it, we stand shoulder to shoulder with the American people.
Prince William makes history as the first royal to appear on the cover of a British gay lifestyle magazine. Duke of Cambridge is the latest cover model for Attitude magazine, and after a mass shooting in Orlando, his words feel more powerful. No one should be bullied for their sexuality or any other reason, and no one should have to put up with the kind of hate that these young people have endured in their lives.
Now, either that Prince William is a homo himself, or was a homo, or is a homo, which I'm not sure of that, but I tell you one thing, he's gravely suspect of being a homo because of what he just did. You'd have to put him under the Inquisition, follow the guy around, all right? But if he's not an explicit homo, he's a homo by sins of omission association for supporting him. He's effeminate, and he's a fag because he supports it. Look, these families, these royal families in Europe, ever since 1,000 years now, this is nothing new, folks. It's been going on for a long time. They got a lot of homos mixed in there. And they try to cover it up and everything. This guy's not trying to cover it up. To wake him coming around in the public, he's on a homo, first one to come on a homo magazine. He ought to be ashamed of himself. What is this Queen Elizabeth saying about this? She approves of this? His father and the rest of them over there? They all approve of this disgusting behavior? Now, we're going to talk about Putin. Oh, yeah, he's not as bad as the rest of the world. As some of the people in the rest of the world. But he's not 100% neither. You see, in Russia, their law is that they're not allowed to have public propaganda, the homos. They can't be notorious. They're not allowed to come out in public. But he still says, we don't condemn homosexuality, we allow them to practice it, and we don't punish them when we catch them. As long as they don't peddle it in public. So he supports homos, really. We heard him say it even. He says, we wait for kids to get old enough to find out what sex they are, and if they want to be homos or not on their own. We don't let them be influenced. So that's the position of Putin.
Okay, help us understand.
Well, I'll explain it for you. It's well known that in four states in America, homosexual orientation is a crime. Whether it's good or bad, we don't know. We know there's the ruling of the Supreme Court, but this problem has not completely disappeared. It's not completely removed from American legislation, but we don't have that.
So you would condemn that?
I definitely condemn that. I believe there should not be any criminal prosecution or any other prosecution or infringement of people's rights on the basis of their race, ethnicity, religious or sexual orientation. We don't have that. If my memory doesn't fail me, we had Article 120 of the Criminal Code in Soviet Russia, which had prosecutions on the basis of homosexuality. We've abolished all of that. We have no persecution at all. People of non-traditional sexual orientation work, they live in peace, they get promoted, they get state awards for their achievements in science and arts or other areas. I personally have awarded them medals, but we have a ban on gay propaganda aimed at minors. I don't see anything undemocratic in this legal act. I believe we should leave kids in peace. We should give them a chance to grow, help them to realize who they are, and decide for themselves. Do they consider themselves a man or a woman, a female, a male? Do they want to live in a normal, natural marriage or a non-traditional one? That's the only thing I wanted to talk about. I don't see here any infringement on the rights of gay people. I believe this has been a deliberate exaggeration aimed at making an enemy image of Russia for political considerations. I believe this is one of the lines of attack against Russia.
This is the good guy, the hero, that bans homo parades, and he's pretty good on those issues, but this is what he taught. This is what he says. I wonder what the Orthodox Russian schismatics think about that. They should condemn the bastard. You know, it says, and he also, when this thing came out, here's what Putin said. In a telegram of condolences, Putin stressed that Russia shares the pain and sorrow of those who lost their near and dear ones as a result of this barbaric crime and hopes for a speedy recovery of those wounded. Now that you heard the whole world, almost the whole world, mourning and slobbering all over these people, what does our Lord God say? Our Lord God says, when I come and I punish a sinner and I destroy him because of his wickedness, woe to you if you mourn over him. Woe to you if you comfort him and try to comfort his family. Woe to you, because then I will kill you. And you're equally guilty than he is. We read about this in Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 3 to 6. For thus saith the Lord concerning the sons and daughters that are born in this place. They shall die. They shall not be lamented. Neither go thou to mourn, nor to comfort them. Because I have taken away my peace from this people, saith the Lord. My mercy and commiserations I have taken from them. Both the great and the little shall die in this land. And when you mourn, that's like you're cursing God. You're yelling at God. You should celebrate when God does this. Thank God for doing it to remove these people from the face of the earth and to put the fear of God in the other people that see the punishment, to give them a chance to repent and convert and prevent the kids from being influenced by this type of behavior. Uganda is way less evil than the Western democracies in regards to homosexuality. They know how evil homosexuality is, and they know what the homosexuals do when they take over in a public arena by brainwashing your children to become sex perverts. And not just with homosexuality, but even with guys with girls out of wedlock, fornication. Uganda fights against this, and they don't want it to enter their own country. Let's go to the clip.
I am a pastor with a degree in theology, and after 20 years of observing homosexuality, I have understood things that few people really have come together.
When Scott Live was in Uganda, I was there. The reason I wanted to film the proceedings was that no one was going to believe it.
See, the gay movement doesn't care about what you think. Right? They know they're not going to change your opinions. They're focused on the young ones.
What shocked me is how the audience was responding. They really believed everything that he said. Come on. They thought that was enough. Then he moves on to say, wait a minute. You know what? They have taken over the United Nations. Or they have taken over America. Now they have come to Uganda. And they are going to recruit your children to turn them into gays, because their goal is to destroy human society. And I'm praying, these are his own words, that Uganda will be the first country to stop them.
Homosexuality does not benefit the society. It harms the people that engage in it. It harms the society that embraces it. Now that said, so we need public policy that discourages homosexuality, discourages it.
He said it in his own presentation, that some of the things you were saying there, he couldn't say them in America. Africa became the dumping place for his extreme ideas, and he enjoyed the reception he received.
Good evening and welcome to Spotlight. I am Martin Sampa. My guest today is Mr. Scott Lively.
Oh, so good to be here, Mark.
And I'm glad you've also come with your wife, yes, Sister Lively. Good to have you.
I'll be asking Scott what we can do in light of the fact that homosexual groups are actively growing through recruitment. That is, recruiting your child, your daughter, into a homosexual, even lesbian club. Scott, what can we do?
It's become like Sodom and Gomorrah. And my message to you, my message to Uganda, is don't let that happen here. As Christians, we're to step forward and to assert ourselves, to compete for authority in society, so that it is people who are guided by the Holy Spirit and who have the truth of God that are making the rules, that are setting the policies. As the scripture says, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice.
In America, this is a nobody. But in Africa, this extremist guy becomes the spokesperson of American evangelicalism.
Indeed, the homosexuals brainwash the little children and recruit them into their way of life. They do this wherever they go, wherever they're accepted. For instance, the United States, they brainwash them into schools. And if the kids have any natural law where they go against homosexuality, by the time they're done being brainwashed, they embrace the homosexual life. This black pastor homo supporter you just heard, what he wants is a homosexual world. Where any righteous person, even who has a natural law upon their heart, wants an anti-homosexual world. He wants homos. He wants to support homos. His own kids should be homos. He's probably a homo. But we're going to go to a clip and show you, yes, indeed, this homosexuality is like a plague that infects people, and especially little children, and you're going to see how they brainwash the little children in the United States of America with this homosexual propaganda. Here's a clip from a weekly YouTube show where children ages 5 to 14 discuss their beliefs on homosexuality. You can see how almost all of the kids had no problem with homosexuality, and how the children that did have a problem with it were eventually brainwashed.
Wait a second. Okay, so there's a guy getting proposed to, so
he does have a nice suit, I have to say that.
When somebody proposes to me, that's what I want to happen.
How do they get Home Depot to approve this, though?
Is he a businessman?
That's cool. Okay, so they're gay. But it's okay.
Does he love him? Is he gonna propose?
I love you more than anything in this entire world.
A guy proposing to a guy? Are they gay?
Will you marry me?
Marry who? You mean a boy marrying a boy?
That's nice.
Congratulations! This is crazy! How does a guy marry a guy? So they're gay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was so cute. And it doesn't matter if, like, they're gay or anything. How does a girl propose to a girl, and how does a guy propose to a guy? Well, this is new.
That's what I want to see a lot. Gay and lesbian people shouldn't be hiding.
Wait, what was that about?
How did the videos make you feel?
Good.
Made me feel good.
It was really cool.
I was so moved by that.
I'm sad. Gay is bad for you.
Why do you think that is bad?
Because... I don't know.
What do you think people's reactions were when they watched these videos?
It depends for certain people.
Really good, positive things.
I hope not negative things.
Some people must have been, like, rock on, and some people were like, ew. Some people are so anti-gay.
You don't see that every day. It's okay, though. Boy could like a boy, or a girl could like a girl.
Most people, they would have a reaction like, it's not natural. It's normal now. They were born that way.
Born that way.
Just... how they were born.
I wasn't born that way. I think that you have to find a boy and a girl. I mean, you can get married like that, but gay, you can't get married.
So if someone was your friend and they turned out to be gay, would you still be their friend?
No.
A historic day here at the Supreme Court, Jay.
Yes. Equality. One step closer.
Justice Kennedy saying that the right to marriage is a fundamental right.
Families will now be recognized as equal to any other.
Civil rights.
What happened was the Supreme Court of the United States made it the law that men can marry men if they want and women can marry women if they want in all of the 50 states, when before only some of the states allowed that. What do you think of that decision?
That's the strong decision. I'm not saying it's a bad decision. It's a good one.
Finally. It's been so long. I'm so happy.
That's good. Love means love, like you said. Now a good decision. Now people can have a very good, happy life. They love their people that they marry.
We talked to you about this once before, about 2 years ago, about gay marriage. You remember?
I was 5 that time, right?
Yeah, you were really little.
Oh, yeah.
You felt like it maybe was a bad thing, but do you still feel that way now?
Last time I was... concerned that it was not good. Now I'm in a higher grade. I read more books, get more information about stuff. I feel different now. I'm not a teen yet, so I don't know. I'm only going into second grade. I don't know yet. And I still have 12 more years until college. 12 more.
Now compare that to the anti-homosexual propaganda, the true propaganda, the true law of God, what they're doing in Uganda, which is at least on the natural law very righteous.
You must learn how to say no. I do not want to have sex. And if they are not responding, this is what you must do. Whoa, mama, no, mama, no, mama,
some of the American foreign aid agency workers, for them, some of them think that abstinence is President George Bush's big joke from Texas. But the message is, I believe you can abstain. Promoting abstinence before marriage and fidelity in marriage is the major way of fighting HIV/AIDS.
The principles of Christianity and the values, they teach us which lifestyles are actually the best and which ones will keep us healthy and alive and happy. When people actually bring their lives into obedience to what he says in his word, suddenly you realize that these types of infectious diseases, they don't have anywhere to go.
We have to look no further than Uganda for proof of the effectiveness of abstinence in the fight against HIV and AIDS.
Now, not everybody went out and slobbered all the homos. I don't know what the percentage is, but I still would say there's probably about 40% of the people maybe more, maybe less, around 40, that don't really like the homo thing. You see, that's such against the natural law. You never see them on TV, and you see them on the radio very rarely. You know, I'm going to show you a few clips here of some of these Protestant preachers that came out and other people that opposed it, and they got in trouble real quick after it. Well, they got. We'll go to the clip, and I'll explain it in a minute. But these people never get on major networks. You never hear them. And so we're going to go to a clip and just show you that not everybody goes for this. There's about 40% of the people that are enraged at this stuff, but you never hear them. If it wasn't for the internet, you wouldn't even hear about them. Now, these are a few people that did oppose this thing and are not slobbering all over these homers, and they're condemning it the way it should be condemned. It's the first guy is Steve Anderson, the second is Roger Jimenez, and the third is Donnie Romero.
Hey, everybody. Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And I just wanted to record a quick video about the news this morning about the shooting in Orlando. I guess a Muslim terrorist went into a gay bar and shot him up. And there's 50 sodomites, homosexuals, that have been killed and another 50-some-odd injured. And then the Muslim guy himself was shot by the police, it sounds like. And here's the good news and the bad news about this, you know. The good news is that there's 50 less pedophiles in this world because, you know, these homosexuals are a bunch of disgusting perverts and pedophiles. That's who was a victim here, are a bunch of just disgusting homosexuals at a gay bar, okay? But the bad news is that this is now going to be used, I'm sure, to push for gun control where, you know, law-abiding normal Americans are not going to be allowed to have guns for self-defense. And then I'm sure it's also going to be used to push an agenda against so-called hate speech. So Bible-believing Christian preachers who preach what the Bible actually says about homosexuality, that it's vile, that it's disgusting, that they're reprobates, you know, we're going to be blamed. Like, oh, it's all extremism. It's not just the Muslims, it's the Christians. I'm sure that that's coming. I'm sure that people are going to start attacking, you know, Bible-believing Christians now. I would never take things into my own hands or become a vigilante. But I will say this, you know, the Bible says that homosexuals should be put to death in Leviticus 20:13. But these people all should have been killed anyway, but they should have been killed through the proper channels, as in they should have been executed by a righteous government that would have, you know, tried them, convicted them, and saw them executed. Because in Leviticus 20:13, God's perfect law, he put the death penalty on murder, and he also put the death penalty on homosexuality. That's what the Bible says, plain and simple. And you know, the good news is that at least 50 of these pedophiles are not going to be harming children anymore. The bad news is that a lot of the homos in the bar are still alive, so they're going to continue to molest children and recruit people into their filthy homosexual lifestyle. Anyway, those are my thoughts on this attack. I'm not sad about it. I'm not going to cry about it because these people were going to die. These 50 people in the gay bar that got shut up, they were going to die of AIDS and syphilis and whatever else. They were all going to die early anyway because homosexuals have a 20-year shorter lifespan than normal people anyway. And, you know, at least these dangerous predators, these dangerous, filthy pedophiles at this gay bar, at least they're off the streets, you know. So I'm just trying to look on the bright side, you know.
As a Christian, we shouldn't be mourning the death of 50 sodomites. Let me just go ahead and start right there. As a Christian, we shouldn't be sad or upset or, the Muslims are tripping all over themselves right now, trying to, you know, talk about the fact that this is not part of our religion and this is not what we believe. And they're calling for Islam to, you know, for all Muslims in America to be donating blood to these people that were shot in this event. And I know that it's not going to be too, I mean, it's probably already happening. It won't be too far down the road before Christian so-called leaders are tripping all over themselves to say that we need to unite and that this is a tragedy and this is that. There's no tragedy. I wish the government would round them all up, put them up against a firing wall, put a firing squad in front of them, and blow their brains out.
I believe this. In 2016, the Word of God is under attack, and there are preachers that are out there preaching what the Bible says, and even other liberal Christians are speaking out against them. I think it's time for people to speak up and support men that have the backbone to say what the Bible says. It's not easy sometimes to get up and preach what the Bible says. especially if there are things that are controversial in this world, you know what I mean? And as far as the shooting in Orlando and other, you know, gay marriage or transvestite marriage or whatever, you know, whatever that's going on in our society, it's very controversial. And I think that when people stand up for the Bible, the other men should stand up for them.
Do you really believe that we're better off without those 50 people?
Absolutely, I do. The Bible teaches in Genesis chapter 19, where the first mention of the homo, the homosexual, the sodomite, as the Bible calls it, in Genesis chapter 19, they are trying to rape people. And the Bible teaches that they are predators. And I believe that every sodomite is a pedophile and is a predator. And the ones that maybe have not committed pedophilia yet, just maybe has not had an opportunity to. And I feel like they are predators in society. Just like if there was a building that had a bunch of rapists or a bunch of, you know, evil, murderous people, and the building collapsed on them or something happened where they were all killed, I don't think it's something that we should mourn over. They're evil people.
And you said that the people that are still in the hospital, you would hope that God finishes off the job?
Absolutely.
Now, let's give the quotes that these guys properly quoted about the death sentence. That's what God puts on homos, a death sentence. And it's not just from the Old Covenant era and the New Testament era. God also says homos should die in the New Testament era. St. Paul says this in the book of Romans. First, we're going to read from the Old Testament era, Leviticus 20:13. If anyone lie with a man as with a woman, both have committed an abomination, let them be put to death, their blood be upon them. Death penalty for the homo crime and the homo sin. We read about this too in the New Testament. The great St. Paul teaches this in Romans chapter 1, verses 26 to 27 and to 32. God delivered them up to shameful affections. For the women have changed the natural use into that which is against nature. And in like manner, the men also, leaving the natural use of the women, have burned in their lust, one towards another, men with men, working at which is filthy, and receiving in themselves the recompense which was due to their error. They who do such things are worthy of death. And not only them that do them, that also they who consent to them that do them. That's every person you heard in here slobbering over these people and turning them into victims and complimenting and praising them. They're all worthy of death in the eyes of the true God. And if this was a Catholic country or a country that had the natural law against homos, I would kill the homos. I would order them to be killed. And you watch how fast the homo thing stops. First, it's for the glory of God because you're breaking his commandments. Second is a deterrent for the rest of the people and the young children growing up so they see how filthy this behavior is. But first, because God said it. If I had control in this country, if it was a Catholic country or a country that upholds the natural law in this regard, as a matter of fact, we have still in the world today, believe it or not, about 77 countries in which homosexuality is illegal. And in 10 countries, they uphold the full law where they have the death penalty. They kill homos in 10 of these countries. Those 10 countries are, and we'll go to a map on it too, Afghanistan, Iran, Mauritania, Nigeria, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Somalia, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen. And these are your zealous Muslims that are upholding, even though they're infidels, they're not true believers. They're going to go to hell too, but they're not as bad as these so-called Christians. They are actually inflicting the death penalty upon these people. We'll go to the clip and show you some of the executions that they have against these homos, righteously so.
Life for gays in the Muslim world is difficult as it is, but in the areas where ISIS rules, the retribution is beyond cruel. Now, again, ISIS images meant to shock and to terrorize have been distributed, and more examples of their inhumanity are on display. This time, it has perverted justice against gays in both Syria and Iraq. The names of those Arwad Damon spoke with for this report have been changed and their identities concealed.
These stills, dated March 2015, purport to show a man being thrown from a building. According to the last caption, he was also then stoned to death. His alleged crime, being gay. These images were posted by ISIS in its stronghold of Raqqa. This series as well, from January, show an older man seated in a chair and then tumbling to the ground. Also in January, these from ISIS in Mosul, two men murdered in the same manner. In all the photographs, dozens of people are seen watching the killings, seemingly unfazed. Nor, a gay Syrian man says, that makes the atrocious act even more nauseating.
ومستدرج الكافرين بمكره الأيام دولا بعدله وجعل العاقبة للمتقين بفضله.
ففسطاط بها الإيمان يعلو وفسطاط به هاج الضلال حدود الله فيها قد أقيمات.
If he had a wings like a bird, he could fly. But guess what? He ain't got no wings. So his head was smashed on the pavement, rightly so. And now watch, you're going to stone him.
للهدى الصافي مبات بشرع الله قد صالوا وجالوا بشرع الله قد صالوا وجالوا شريعتنا المنارات والمثال ومشكات الهدايات.
Last January, Nigeria made same-sex marriage and advocating for gay rights crimes. In another video, a mob accuses a man of being gay. And then the accusers take off their belts.
They beat me, they hit me with gun on my body.
Brian Afena says police officers picked him off the street and beat him inside this police station. In northern Nigeria, the Bauchi Security Committee enforces this state's Islamic law. Every night, they walk through alleys and markets, hoping to punish what they consider vice. After they patrol, they're calm. In this community, they're the hunters.
Can you tell me what the vigilantes did to you?
I was seriously beat up. If they took me to the Sharia court, I think they can even stone me to death.
All sex outside of marriage is wrong. So, adultery is wrong, fornication is wrong. Acts of homosexuality are wrong. It's sin.
If you throw God out of the picture, then everybody has rights to do anything, and you get moral chaos, and that's really what's going on, I think, in our nation. The West has been in a decline, but right now I think Africa is, it's the fire pot of spiritual renewal and revival. It's very exciting to me.
The bill is not yet law, but to the people. Just the fact that the bill is now in parliament, that created of excitement.
God gave us leaders who fear God. Whether it's homosexuality, whether it's murder, whether it's racial hatred, whether it's corruption, sin is sin.
MP David Bahati proposed the bill in parliament to punish persons engaged in same-sex relations in Uganda. Persons who attempt to commit the offense of homosexuality could face life imprisonment once convicted. If one is a serial offender, the bill states that the death penalty will be mandatory.
Homosexuality is incompatible with the Word of God. In this country, we cherish the Word of God. And if you are proclaiming that Word of God, you want to stick to it faithfully.
100 or so years ago, Europe, America brought us the gospel. Now that gospel was planted on the soil and the hearts of Africans. We received it, it has grown, it has borne fruit.
The controversial bill, proposed death sentence for homosexuality, continues to attract international concern.
Dendoro West MP David Bahati is a man whose idea of criminalizing homosexuality in Uganda has been received with lots of joy by locals and an equal measure of scorn by the international community.
Surely we can agree that it is unconscionable to target gays and lesbians for who they are, whether it's here in the United States or, as Hillary mentioned, more extremely in odious laws that are being proposed most recently in Uganda.
We have a lot of admiration to President Obama. He's a man who inspired the whole world, a man who stood on the platform of change. but we think homosexuality is not the change the world is looking for. It's the evil that the world should fight for.
When Bush was in, America said no. When Obama came in, Obama quickly saw in supporting homosexuality.
There are people in the Western world who don't agree with homosexuals. The moment he said no to homosexuality, actually donations from Western churches multiplied by three.
Incidentally, so, are you working together with
them? We are working as partners. This is where politicians and prayer people work together. Mm. Now, I want to warn any politician that if they dare to come and support homosexuality, they are committing political suicide.
The government is the government, and they have a responsibility to do what they want to do. Right now, there's the law says no homosexuality in this nation. God, it's an abomination to God. And I will stand in agreement that they should not open the doors because God doesn't want it. He wants it stopped.
Fellow Ugandans, Father na Uganda Fena, we are here to proclaim Jesus Christ to you. Are you ready for Jesus?
Yes, me, I'm ready.
Hallelujah. Amen. When you see the abominable things being done in the cities, the gospel proclaimed, woman burning with lust for another woman, repent. For the forgiveness of your sins.
Who art in heaven,
yes.
Hallowed be your name,
yes.
Your kingdom come,
yes.
Your will be done,
yes.
On earth,
yes.
As it is in heaven,
yes, Lord.
Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses,
yes, Lord.
As we forgive those,
yes.
Trespass against us.
Yes, Lord.
Lead us not into temptation.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us from Sodom.
Deliver
us from lesbianism.
Deliver us
from Jezebel. I wrote a letter to Barack Obama last week. I said,
Barack Obama,
we do not fight Sodom because of who they are, but what they do. The repugnant acts which they do. However, in America, Barack Obama's administration supports a campaign of killing babies that are aborted every day in America and in the rest of the world.
Yes,
babies who have never done anything, but just because they are babies, they are killed, they are destroyed, they are pulled out of their mother's womb, and they are chopped off. But yet you have the hypocrisy to come to Africa and tell us not to stop the fight to protect our children from sodomy. It is hypocrisy and ignorance of a highest order. We say no!
In Uganda, they say they are ready to fight those who are ready to kill those who are doing homosexual.
Hands up!
David Kato, who made fighting homophobia his life's work, was bludgeoned to death on Wednesday by an unknown assailant.
I was at the funeral of David Kato. This service was being led by someone representing our church. And he was saying, homosexuality is a curse. And you need to repent.
He destroyed the Sodom and Gomorrah just because of gays.
Yes.
Mother Iran. Mother Iran.
In Iran, we don't have homosexuals like in your country.
You are young male ones. We hope you will continue to look forward to being mothers and fathers tomorrow. We hope you damn as much as we damn the doctrine, belief that man and man can marry, woman and woman can marry. That destroys nations, apart from it being a filthy, filthy disease.
These undated photographs portray how Muslim-controlled countries punish the crime of homosexuality. These homosexual men are being hanged in Iran. Others are being stoned in Syria. This homosexual was stoned in Somalia. These homosexual men had their heads split open in Iraq. This one is to be executed in Saudi Arabia. And this homosexual was burned alive in Uganda in punishment for his unnatural crime.
Now these Muslims and these people that are having righteous penalties against the homos, they're way less evil than your democracies and your so-called Christian nations, which are the worst. It makes Christianity into an effeminate, horrible religion and makes it look really bad in the eyes of people. But that's not what true Christianity teaches. And only Catholicism is true Christianity. And true Catholicism teaches what I just read to you. They're worthy of the death penalty. They're reprobates. God says, don't mourn them. Abominate them. Punish them. Kill them. As an example to people so they don't follow that behavior. But it's a shame. And we're supposed to be these high-tech, free country, free to do, and these countries are way better, lesser evil, let's put it that way, in the eyes of God, than the United States and all these democracies that are supporting homosexuals. Now, you got to realize that the Antichrist is going to be a homosexual also. Bisexual, homosexual, anybody who serves the devil, they have to do anything. They go with animals, they go with men and women, with boys and girls. They don't care what they do. That's part of Satanism, right? And so the Antichrist is going to be homosexual. Although he's not going to support feminism. He's going to throw the feminists off the bus. The harlot's going to get destroyed, the feminist women, but he's still going to be a homo. And he supports these homos. You can see it today. I forgot to mention just before anyway, which we'll mention now, the guy Steve Anderson, that guy Jimenez, that was going against the homos right after they put that clip up. They were banned on YouTube. They were banned on Vimeo. And they also then, that guy Jimenez, the guy that he's leasing out his church to, said you cannot renew your lease. He's going to pull the lease on him so he can't rent the church from him no more. They were both taken off of PayPal. And PayPal says you cannot use PayPal anymore. But then PayPal, I think, came back and reinstated them again. There must have been a big stink over that. But no one buys your cells unless he has a mark of the beast. We're almost there. We're very close to being there. Where's the freedom of speech, right? If a homo comes into a store doing his homo thing and you refuse him business, you lose your business. If a heterosexual guy comes in there that doesn't like homosexual and he preaches against homos in your business, him, you're allowed to kick out. You don't lose your business. You could kick him out. You could refuse him business service, and you keep your business and you're glorified. You see what I mean? It's the homos who are being defended, and anybody who opposes the homos are being attacked. It's a war is what I'm getting at. It's a war, and there's no ignoring our differences. You can't ignore the differences in this matter. It's a matter of the natural law of the highest degree. It is a gross sin of immorality, homosexuality. It's against the natural order. And here's why you can't ignore your differences. How do you allow in a country where you have some people that are still holding the natural law and they want to raise up their children and they got to go into town to go shopping and they're going to look at two homos holding their hands or kissing one another in public and their kids are going to have to look at that. No normal person's going to want that. So what do we say? You don't do your notorious crimes in public. You keep yourself hidden in secret. But they're not hiding anymore. Part of their freedom is they want to come out of the woodwork. But what normal person would accept that in public and allow their kids to look at it? So the twains will never meet. They want to kill us. We want to kill them. They want to kill us. We want to kill them. They're going to kill us, a lot of us. Yes, they are, because they're going to serve the Antichrist. But we're going to kill a lot of them, too. And you watch, because they're pushing the envelope on this. And they're going to get killed, too. But they're going to do a lot of killing themselves. It's a war. You can't compromise this kind of a thing. If you got people saying, look, I don't want to bring my kids into town and go shopping and see two girls kissing one another and two guys kissing one another and a homo bar right next to a school or wherever it is, I don't want to see it. I don't want my kids to see it. How do you deal with that? How do you ignore that? You know how they're going to do it? They shut people up like us who have the natural law, and they're going to kill us, suppress us, take away our businesses, take away our voice if they could. In the end, when it starts to happen, we're going to be the only voice here where you're going to hear righteousness coming from. And anybody who has a little bit of natural law, you better get right with us and come into Mary's Little Women before it's too late. This is the only place where the Catholic Church is in the whole world. It's right here in Tijuana, New Mexico, with us few Catholics, Mary's little flock. And God's going to defend us. And when the time comes, I'm going to prophesize against these bastards, and I'm going to kill masses and multitudes of them. You just saw over there in Tel Aviv, which is Israel, where the Antichrist's home is. They say that's the homosexual capital, is Tel Aviv. These are God's chosen people. God didn't, even in the Old Testament and the Old Covenant, when they went bad and broke God's law, he cast them out of the land. That's just one proof alone. They have no right to the land. That's just one proof. I give many other examples. And the Jerusalem belongs to the Catholic Church, the true Catholic Church. It really belongs to us, but it's occupied now by the people of the Antichrist. So wake up before it's too late, people. They're dragging you down this mushy little road, and they're dragging a lot of you people that were sitting on a fence with the homo thing into their camp because you're committing sins of omission. You're not condemning them the way you should. You're supporting them, and you're slobbering over them, and you're turning them into martyrs. They're not martyrs. They're reprobates. They're demons in the eyes of God. And now those homos that died in that club are in hell right now, burning forever by fires that God stokes up for all eternity. End of lecture. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878, and can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.